You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Four Republicans are seeking the open seat in Michigan's 59th State House District. It includes St. Joseph County and part of Cass County. Current Republican Representative Matt Lorry cannot run for re-election because of term limits. John Bippis is one of the Republicans who is seeking his party's nomination. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself and why you're running for State House.
Well, I have been involved in local government for the past three decades, starting out as a planning commissioner, serving as a city commissioner in Three Rivers, half of that time as a county commissioner, St. Joe County, currently serving on the Road Commission and Glen Oaks Community College. And there isn't anything that we do that isn't affected by policies and funding at the state government.
So it's
time to take a look at that, from that end, how we can better serve our communities.
So what would you do about Michigan's crumbling roads?
You know, roads certainly are a priority amongst our constituents. I'm out knocking on doors, and it's probably the number two issue or number one issue for most people. The solution lies in coming up with a consistent funding program. It's probably, as the governor has stated, $1.2 to $2 billion additional funding per year that will get distributed to all the roads. So we do need to work together to come up with how we're going to do that.
Could that possibly include a gas tax increase? Could it include vehicle registration fees being increased?
I would certainly hope not. My first priority would be to look at ways to tighten up and reorganize state government. I know that there's been a lot of work done on that by the governor and the Republicans currently in office. They've added an additional close to $1 billion in general fund funding over the last year or so, and we just need to continue on that path, probably to try to get state government permanently sized so that there's about $2 billion a year that can come out of the general fund and supplement the road tax.
Is there specific spending you can identify that you would eliminate in order to fund roads better?
Indiana, it costs $24,000 a year to house a prisoner. In Michigan, it costs $42,000 a year. That's, you know, over time, I don't have the exact number that could be saved. Of course, we don't know how close we can get Michigan to parity, but it's billions of dollars over the next several years that could be saved if we can get our prison costs in line. Is an example of just one example of an area to save money.
But recently the state did privatize its food service in an attempt to save money, and there's been some problems with that. So I guess the question is, how do you go about doing it in a way that does save money but also does not lead to some of what we've seen with the current company, which is providing that service?
Well, I didn't say about privatization, and certainly we need to come together in the legislature working with the governor. I actually think it would be probably better that we don't privatize, that we just look at how our costs are structured and take a look at lining those things up. We may not be able to pay as well as we do now, and that may take some time to get it to parity.
Your campaign website says that educating children is a top priority. Can you kind of spell out for us what you see as the proper role of government in education?
Well, public education is the core of how all our students in the K-12 system are educated. I know there's some charter schools and there's some private schools, but, you know, the vast majority of our children attend public schools. There are a lot of ways. One of the problems with the system right now at the high school level is the lack of career and technical training. And there's a role for the community colleges to pick that up. And I know that they do some now, because I'm on the board of Glen Oaks, and we already have the dual enrollment system. So it isn't always a matter of reinventing. It's a matter of just improving so that there's more career technical education training available at the community college level, and that you can also use dual enrollment, and students who would graduate from high school could also attend. So it's a good model that works now. It just needs to be expanded.
John Bippis, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
John Bippis is one of four Republicans who is seeking his party's nomination in Michigan's 59th State House District. That includes St. Joseph County and a large portion of Cass County.